Without exception, everyone seeks happiness. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Without exception, everyone seeks happiness. Happiness is such a wonderful, joyous thing for our life. It makes everything worthwhile. It makes everything seem as though it's just in divine order. And truly, it is in divine order. When we seek happiness, we're seeking to live joyous, fulfilled lives. We're seeking to be magnificent people. We're seeking to do things that are good and very good. Now, seeking happiness seems like a rather vain thing to do, but it's, of course, a very good thing to do. Seeking happiness is looking for the happy side of life, looking for the joyous side of life, looking for the beautiful things that take place in this world, looking for all of the things in this world that are good and wonderful. Now, how do we find the things in this world that are good and wonderful? How do we find the things in this world that turn us on, that make us feel delighted and make us feel thrilled in every way? Well, we find those things by being those things. Because the very thing that we are is the thing that we find. And if we find anything other than the goodness of life, then we are living something other than the goodness of life. Well, you ask, how can we live the goodness of life? How can we only live the goodness of life? How can we only live happiness things? Because it's what we allow to go into our thought system. What do you allow to go into your thought system? What do I allow to go into my thought system? Do I allow to go into my thought system ideas that are unhappy? Well, I can do that. I can do that. I can look at sadness around the world and think, gee, that's too bad. I can look at people who are in poverty and people who are in illnesses and distresses around the world and think that is too bad. Or I can say, all is in divine order. I can look at the people around the world and I can look at the circumstances around the world and I can say, now there is peace. Now there is peace. Now. And as I say, now there is peace, I begin to look at the more beautiful sides of life. Have you ever thought about everyone has the opportunity to think good or not good? They have the opportunity to think happiness or not happiness. Everyone has that opportunity. And everyone has the opportunity to dwell upon any particular thing. Do you read books? What kind of books do you read? Do you read books that are educational? Do you read books that are uplifting? Do you read novels? Do you read adventure stories? Do you read true stories? What stories do you read? And are the stories all the more dreadful, all the more interesting? Well, if they are, then you're not really looking for happiness in life. Because you're looking for life's problems. You're looking for all of the circumstances of life that are willing to tear down rather than to build up. If we're looking for the world that we're going to build up, we have to be selective about what we're going to read. Many of you think that you have done the right thing by reading the latest bestseller novel. You've done the right thing by reading the bestseller information that's available in the bookstores. And you are maybe doing something good, and maybe not. Are you reading about these things? You see, we can read what might be called dreadful books. Books that are filled with sorrow, sadness, unhappiness. We can read those things. If while we're reading them, we're saying to ourselves, all these people are in divine order. All these people in their lives are in divine order. All these people in their circumstances are in divine order. And as we say that, we think that and we imagine that. Now, we have just as much imagination as the author of the book. The author of the book had imagination to write the book, to write about all the things that the author wrote about, and we do too. We can write our own books, and we can write our own adventures in our own life. But you got to read books because there's things you just got to do. What are you going to do with all your time? What are you going to do with all your thought time? And, oh, hey, what are you going to do with all your thought time? Here in the Absolute Monastery, we have so many projects that we work on. We have very little time for anything other than the thought time that we delight in. Very little time. Very little. When we do listen to something, it's something amusing or something uplifting. It's something charming. When we do read something, it is something that is rewarding and something that tells us the good of the world. You see, you have to think of yourself as the author of your world, the author of your life, the author of everything that's going on. And you have to think of yourself as the people in your life are all seeking happiness. What an interesting person who would go around seeking unhappiness. Can you imagine that? Some people do, of course, but how very interesting those people are. What a demented attitude they have toward life and toward themselves. Thinking unhappiness. Now, do you want to think unhappiness? Do you want to have unhappiness in your life? Well, I would say for myself, no. In my life, I want to have harmony, joy, goodness, and right action. I want everything to be good in my life. Everything to be happy. Well, if I'm going to have everything happy in my life, that means I must dwell in happiness. I must have my thoughts based upon happiness. Are my thoughts based upon happiness? Are my thoughts based upon peace? Are my thoughts based upon right action and truth? If they are, then I'm doing a good job. But if I'm allowing myself to have my thoughts based upon anything that I say I don't want, then I'm lying to myself, because that's what I really want. Because we really want the things that we are thinking about, the things that we are concentrating on, the things that we are having in our mind, in our heart, in our soul, as something that is important to us. Everyone's seeking happiness, really. No matter who you talk to, no matter what their station in life or their attitude in life may be, they're seeking happiness. And as they're seeking happiness, what are they doing? As they're seeking happiness, they're thinking happy thoughts. As they're seeking happiness, they're doing happy actions. As they're seeking happiness, they're living in a world in their mind, as they are the author of the activities of their world. They are the author of the world that they live in, and they're creating it with all of the imagination, all of the joy, and all of the peace, and all the harmony that they can think up in their mind. Are you doing the same thing? Am I doing the same thing all the time? I have to be so careful that in my heart, and my soul, and my being, I only allow that which I wish to experience in my daily activity. Because if I allow anything in my world contrary to what I say I want, then I really don't mean that I want that. I really mean I want whatever it is I'm thinking about, whatever it is I'm empowering, whatever it is I'm living. What are you living? What am I living every moment of my life? What sort of things are going on in my heart? What sort of things are going on in every thought that I think? What sort of things are going on in my world? Well, when I pay attention to what things are going on in my world, I will realize all so well who is the author of my book of happiness? Who is the author of my life story? Who writes the biography, the autobiography of my life? Only me. And so, without exception, everyone seeks happiness, and I seek happiness in every thought, word, deed that I do. And my happiness comes right on through. It really does. I love you. I love you. I love you.